So much for Dr. Reithoffer's presentation. Thank you very much. And the floor is yours now, Dr. Eichinger.
Meine Damen und Herren, herzlich.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I would like to most cordially welcome you here today. Two major aspects of our annual financial statements will be highlighted in my presentation. First of all, as planned, in 2009, we generated a positive result. So this is the first. But the fourth quarter was concluded successfully, and this brought about a real turnaround. This was achieved for two reasons. First of all, this is due to our consistent crisis and financial management system. And second, as far as the efficiency measures are concerned, that we have taken, we have mainly benefited from our strategy number one program. We did not only avoid a loss, but we were able to improve compared to the previous year. We got out of the financial crisis in a much better state than many of our competitors. We used that as a preparation for the years to come, and we also improved our cost situation. This brings me to the financial figures. When depicting our key financial data, I would like to focus on a few highlights, and you find all the other data in your handout. At -10.4%, we are within the target corridor of 10 to 15%, so a positive result was actually forecasted. Our revenues in the group amounted to, roughly speaking, 50 million euros. In the group, we generated a significantly positive result, which is almost 18% better than it was last year. This kind of confirms our solid planning and our anticipatory management. We have succeeded in overcoming the challenges of the crisis. With our early production and sales management system, we were successful in a very difficult market environment. The efficiencies that we leveraged in the wake of our strategy number one program were also very successful. Both the management board and the supervisory board propose a dividend in the amount of 30 cents per common share and in the amount of 32 cents per preferred share. The amount of dividends to be paid out accounts to 197 million euros. As it was in the previous year. So the majority of the annual income of BMW AG will be paid out to our shareholders. The pre-tax result in the fourth quarter was at 334 million and thus was significantly positive. This brings me to the automotive segment. In the fourth quarter at 93 million, and we generated a positive EBIT. That means in this very segment, we returned to profitability. The more stable market environment, as well as comprehensive efficiency measures, of course, were very beneficial in this respect. The operating result of the automobiles segment as of the 31st of December is at -265 million euros. Despite the positive trend in the fourth quarter, we were not able to fully offset the losses generated in the first 9 months. Additional burdens compared to the previous year in the amount of -194 million euros were up due to forex exchange effects. So this is mainly due to the development of the British pound as well as of some of the currencies in emerging markets. As far as partial retirement contracts are concerned, but as far as severance payments are concerned, we had to pay -324 million euros. So the very beneficial partial retirement situation was extensively used by our employees. Mainly in the fourth quarter, mainly employees signed partial retirement agreements. So a decrease in contribution margins was detrimental to our result at minus 3.3 million. At the same time, we saw a 10% sales decline, and we also had to cope with other difficulties. Positive effects in the amount of 380 million came from the decline in raw material prices as well as depreciations. As already mentioned, the measures that we have taken in the wake of strategy number one were very beneficial. In 2009, we benefited from efficiency measures that we had already implemented. This is mainly due to the headcount reduction, which allowed us to generate savings in the amount of 561 million. The efficiency measures that were implemented in the wake of the strategy number one accounted for 648 million and thus were a positive contribution to the automobile segment. Fixed cost and material cost were reduced significantly. As far as the fixed cost reduction is concerned, comprehensive efficiency and cost measures were taken in sales, development and production. Our fixed costs as of today are below the level of 2005. Our material cost in 2009 were decreased mainly because of the material cost offensive across the divisions and because of synergy effects. In the year ahead, we expect additional savings by means of efficiency measures. This is mainly true for variable cost. The reduction of the manufacturing cost for new models will play a crucial role here. As planned, our investments were significantly reduced by means of a better usage of material at group level, so we generated savings of more than 700 million euros compared to the previous year. Measures to also use existing production structures made a positive contribution. We also used modular systems to a great extent and also reduced the variance. Our CapEx ratio was below 7%. By means of this efficiency enhancement in the capital employed, so the target ratio was reached, even exceeded. An optimized capital employed provided us with some leeway for comprehensive investments. These investments in 2009 were mainly made in the very important markets of Germany, the US, China and India. When it comes to the R&D expenses, we were also able to leverage efficiencies by means of using synergies and by means of an even more efficient handling of resources. We were able to reduce both the expenses and the R&D ratio, so it is now down at 4.8%. Thanks to the comprehensive use of virtual simulation technologies in the last year, this was feasible. By means of that, additional leeway was generated for the development of future-oriented technologies, mainly when it comes to alternative drive systems. In 2009, we also got engaged in innovative development projects in this respect. Ladies and gentlemen, strategy number one brought about essential structural changes. As a matter of course, we did not expect the crisis, but thanks to our strategy, we were properly positioned. In an acute state of crisis, we had a sufficient liquidity position and the good capital access was decisive. Our cash flow at the end of 2009 was at 9.4 billion euros, and thus we continue to be properly positioned. Now, liquidity will depend upon the further development of the global economy and the capital markets and will thus be adjusted accordingly. In 2009, in view of the crisis, both production and sales were synchronized. This early and flexible management was beneficial to our working capital. As a result of our free cash flow management, we were able to improve our working capital by 1.2 billion euros compared to the previous year in the automobiles segment. At the year end, the adjusted free cash flow in the automobiles segment accounted for, roughly speaking, 1.5 million euros. In sum, total 2.2 billion euros were adjusted. 1.6 billion come from the funding of yet another tranche of our German pension obligations, and 600 million euros come from purchasing of short-term securities. By means of this shifting procedure, we got better conditions. In an unadjusted manner, the free cash flow for 2009 is at minus 754 million euros. Generally speaking, our funding was done at competitive terms and conditions, and this was true at any time. This has got to do with the high level of trust and confidence that people have in our company. Furthermore, we are represented in all sorts of currency regions and use a broad-based set of tools for refinancing structures. I would like to take great importance on the fact that we mainly focus on financial services. The adjustment of our short-term and long-term ratings in the wake of the financial and economic crisis didn't have any major impact on our funding and financing activities. Now, the risk premium in the course of the year were reduced because of the more stable environment, and our funding cost continuously reduced in the course of the year. The situation in the capital markets is much more relaxed. Ladies and gentlemen, our planning goes beyond the current situation. Now, let me briefly sketch out how we wish to refinance ourselves even better in the future. As announced, we will further develop BMW Financial Services. In the future, Financial Services will focus much more on our U.S. bank based in Utah and into BMW Bank Germany. Even today, major parts of our American financial services business is handled through this bank, and this is also true for refinancing. In Europe, financial services will be focused and will be bundled in the BMW Bank Germany. In the future, we will here act using BMW Bank Germany subsidiaries having a German banking license. So far, this has been done in Portugal only. In 2009, in December 2009, the integration of the Spanish activities was transferred into BMW Bank. Additional countries will be integrated in a step-by-step process. So this creates the prerequisite to ensure our refinancing business and even to optimize it by means of increasing our customer deposits. This makes us even more efficient and flexible. This brings me to the current business development in financial services, which saw a positive trend, a significant positive trend in 2009. We were able to assert ourselves in a difficult market environment, and we generated an earnings before tax in 2009 in the amount of 365. In the fourth quarter, the EBT accounted to 118. This is due to three reasons: the active utilizations of better financing conditions, a better liabilities management, and a better risk management system. Last year, the leasing portfolio was fully adjusted to the changing conditions. In this very segment, more than 1 million new contracts were concluded, 15.3% less than in the previous year. The portfolio of contracts, both with dealers and customers, was thus increased by 1.8% and is now at 3.1 million units. The penetration rate increased slightly in the past fiscal year and is now at 49%. In the customer new business, the share of leasing accounted for, roughly speaking, 30%. In 2009, the residual value assumptions in the new leasing contracts were once again adjusted to the decreased market expectations. Thus, The underlying conditions that had changed in the wake of the financial crisis, as well as the higher level of volatility in the pre-owned vehicle segment, was taken into account. What is more, market-specific programs for marketing via the dealer's network was enhanced. This also includes the very successful CPO program in the US. CPO stands for Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Our dealer's networks generated sold more than 114,000 vehicles, and this even exceeded the record level of 2008. Now, the marketing of our leasing cars was significantly improved in the pre-owned vehicles segment. So this pre-owned automobiles segment also helps us to get and win over new customers. In the US, the pre-owned market segment has recovered. In the second half of the year, they showed a mainly stable development. As far as the European pre-owned segment is, the state subsidies had a negative impact. In Europe, however, things are going to recover. Yet another loan loss provision was not required in 2009. Positive and negative effects were mainly offset. We expect a difficult development of the pre-used cars in the future. The loss ratio for the overall loan portfolio in 2009 accounted for 0.84%. Thus, this ratio increased compared to the previous year by 25 basis points. However, it was within the range expected from 0.75 to 0.85. An increase of this loan loss ratio had already been incorporated in our planning at the beginning of the year. We do have an increased loan loss ratio, and the general economic development and the unemployment ratio, of course, will determine the further development of our risk management. In times of crisis, our risk management proved to be very solid. We are properly positioned here, and we returned to the path of profitability. This brings me to the motorcycle segment. We also had to operate in a very difficult market environment, but nevertheless, BMW was able to increase its market share compared to the previous year. Sales decreased by 14% and is down at a little bit more than 87,000 units. The global market, which is relevant for BMW motorcycles, got down by more than 30%. BMW motorcycles responded to that in a flexible manner. We adjusted the production volume to demand, thus the margins remained unchanged. In the seven major motorcycle markets, Great Britain, Italy, France, Spain, the US, Japan, and Germany, BMW motorcycles was able to increase its market share. The EBIT of the motorcycle segment was reduced to 19 million. 2009 created a very good starting position for further group. And at the beginning of 2010, we had come up with new models such as Tourer, Urban, and so on. Ladies and gentlemen, let me finally touch upon the current fiscal. What are our expectations? Generally speaking, we have to be cautiously optimistic as far as our future development is concerned. We do believe that the premium segment will recover in 2010. We plan for one-digit solid growth rates. There are some opportunities apart from the general economic recovery because of our new products. This will allow us to further enhance our competitive situation and to improve also in terms of pricing. We have introduced new processes in order to be able to respond much more flexible to new requirements in the markets. Thus, we wish to bring about a significant increase in earnings. We have also benefited from the measures that we have taken as far as fixed and variable costs are concerned. As far as these comprehensive efficiency measures are concerned, we have adjusted the company to the new market environment. So these process improvements and these enhanced efficiency levels will be incorporated in our processes and structures in a sustainable manner. For 2010, we wish to significantly increase our EBIT margin. As far as the automobile segment is concerned, we wish to achieve a proper single-digit improvement. So this is a major step towards our objective to generate an EBIT margin of 8-10% in the automobiles segment and a return on capital employed of 26% continue to be our clear-cut profitability goals for 2010. Furthermore, in the automobiles segment, we would like to have a free cash flow in the order of magnitude as generated last year. In the first 2 months, our sales grew by a two-digit percentage. This is mainly due to basic effects. Generally speaking, we do not expect a very good first quarter. We do assume that sales compared to the fourth quarter 2009 will go down because of seasonal effects. The new 5 Series sedan will be launched in March in a step-by-step approach. It will just generate positive results in the further course of the year. So the first quarter alone won't benefit from this. Thanks to the efficiency measures that we have taken, we are in a good situation, ladies and gentlemen. We have benefited from the measures taken in strategy number one. A consistent optimization of values is still our focal point. We would like to focus on an enhanced profitability, which will be the very basis for a better future. It will be the guarantor of a better future. Thank you.